You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Eleanor Grace Show with Eleanor Grace.
Eleanor Grace.
Live from gracedestiny.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Eleanor Grace Show
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello. Hi, everybody. How are you? How are you doing? I hope we're all enjoying the heat wave. I mean, it's rather marvellous, isn't it, really? But for us here in the UK, we don't get this heat very often. So this is a real treat, even though we've got the forest burning, we've got Europe ablaze, Italy, Sicily, Spain, France, Greece as well. And it's just spreading across the continent. So it's really tragic that we're having so many fires. But here in the UK, we're enjoying it because we just, you know, have rain mostly all the time. So this is a real boost, I think, for everybody's energy here. And I'm looking forward to reading for you today. I'm Eleanor Grace. I'm a natural psychic medium. I've been doing this work for many, many years now, very, very long time. And we like to make that quick connection. So we're all over your cards, your crystal ball. I've got my crystal with me here. This one is lovely. It is the quartz crystal. And in the quartz crystal, you can see there some of the citrine, which is fabulous. It really picks up the light. And I often say to everyone, well, what do you see in the crystal ball? Can you see anything? Is that special today for you? And when you look long enough, you can. You know, there are images that can be seen. You can just detail some of the bubbles that are there, put faces in them, see exactly what is happening in the future. Who's walking towards you? Who's coming into your life? What are they going to represent? Are they going to be maybe your next best friend or a really loving partner, a person that is included in your family? Perhaps this is a baby here to come as well. So let's see who we have on the line. Tani in Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. Hello to you. You're in a hot country, aren't you? Well, everybody's in a hot country apart from the UK. We're the only ones, and we are burning. We're definitely burning here. Hello, Tani. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So you're in New South Wales in Australia. Let's have a look at you now then, Tani. I'm really wanting to go to one of my spirit cards. I'm going to show you this one, if you can see it. This is the lion, and this is all about strength and courage and opportunity that you need to really embrace. And, you know, it really symbolizes emotions that are difficult to manage sometimes. And I think that that's what is here for you. It's the lion really has always got to be first, you know, and I think that this is what you're actually trying to deal with. I mean, the lion represents the courage, but it's also about being the most relentless fighter that exists on the planet. They will go and go and go. Do you think that that's you at the moment? Do you feel as though you've got to fight for everything? Yeah. Or possibly, is this what you need a little tad more of? Just a little bit more fight, get up and go, you know, get things moving, get things organized, get things sorted. But I do feel that that's
now,
for you.
Like, just fighting all the time.
Do you? You feel that life is a bit like that, a bit of a fight for you and wanting to perhaps take a lot more out of you than you're prepared to give? Now, I do have King of Cups here. This is a man. It's a character. It's a person that is around you and somebody that you're thinking a lot about as well, a person that you need to consider, maybe even every day. And I don't really like the sort of energy around that relationship or friendship or whatever basis it is at the moment. But it is moving forward and it is developing. So you are going into a much more expansive and relaxed way of thinking, way of being. And I think that that's going to suit you so much more, Tani. Have you moved house or are you thinking of moving? So have you just moved, have you?
About 9 months now it's been.
So, yeah, pretty new, getting settled in, really. Yeah. Takes a while, doesn't it? It does take a while. And holidays are here soon. You need one. Are you aware of that? You need a break from the routine.
I definitely need a break.
Yeah, a break from everything that has been happening in your life. I do have a soul in spirit with you. This is a lady who's come into your room, my spirit room here. And this is someone that would have passed, I think, probably quite recently, because it's nice fresh air that I have here. And she brings in a sense of fresh air as well. So she's important. An important person that she was to you. But there's something upside down about this. So when she passed, there would have been some trouble or difficulty even in understanding quite what happened. Do you understand that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I can definitely resonate with that. And that's been within the last 2 months.
2 months, yeah. I did think that this was relatively recent, and yet, you know, you've got to continue asking questions. And I feel that this is what's here. It's all about challenging people, authorities, maybe people that you don't really want to challenge. You know, I mean, sometimes we don't want to do it, do we? We don't want to bring in those sort of difficult questions. Yet you've got to. So I've got here my candle and my crystal, which I like to use when we've got spirit so strongly here. So I've got this upside down situation. Was this your grandmother? Was your auntie?
Yeah, my grandmother's both my grandmothers are in spirit.
Yeah, so your auntie, is she with your grandmother? They're together. That's why I'm saying it, because I've got two energies that have collided. It's a bit like a kaleidoscope. As soon as I got my candle out, I could see this here in the crystal. So they're chatting away and really sort of in a great catch up here, but they've left you without the proper facilities to try and carry on. And I feel that you're left here without the knowledge that you need to have as to what really happened. Is that true? Do you feel that you need to know a lot more about her death and how that came about? I think it was quite sudden.
I don't know yet.
Do you agree? Was it sudden death, was it, Tani?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a decision here in your cards that's going to be made. And this is a decision that nobody other than, I think, possibly a judge or, you know, authority can make. But there's lots of rubber stamps that are going around. So you will have information that is being brought to you. But I don't like the situation at all. Heart, it's like lots and lots of stress was around her heart. And I feel that it was just very sudden. So ask your questions. Don't be frightened to keep that going either, you know, to really maintain this sort of question and answer. Do you have a son?
Yeah, I've got 2 sons.
Your eldest son. I want to go to him. Because I think he's going to help you a lot with this. I really feel that He just does not want to see you so upset, does not want to see this happen at all. Not just to you, but, you know, to everyone. There's a lot more to this. So I feel that authorities will be involved, and you will be surrounding yourself with quite a few restrictions. So be careful that you don't just close yourself off. Is that something that you've done, Tani? Have you sort of thought, oh, can't be dealing with this, you know, can't be doing much more?
I wish I could.
I have.
But yeah.
So it's more full on. Like, is that just,
yeah.
Okay. Who is it that you're
also
carrying?
Her grandson, my auntie's grandson, Peter, is coming up to his 1 year anniversary on the 16th. And so she was very stressed over that as well. So, you know, I'm not sure if it was her heart, but, you know, it took up because of that. It was just very
I've got nice. A heart going. I do have a heart almost being stabbed. Not, I don't think it was physically, but that was that sharp sort of stabbing feeling that was there. But you will find that out. You know, you will get information about this as well. But somebody was very unkind to her. And that's, you know, what I feel was her experience in the last few months. So, you know, I don't feel that this was easy at all for any one of you in the family. I think it's been quite traumatic. Yeah. Something that you just shouldn't have to deal with at all, should you? You just shouldn't have to. We don't expect it. We don't expect that we're going to have these sorts of shocks and trials and tribulations. But there is the truth that's going to come out for you, Tani. And I feel that this is a judgment call that's yet to be made, and that you haven't got the full spectrum or the full answer yet. Remember what I've said to you about the courage of the lion, that you need that. You need to challenge the authorities, find out what's happened, because something is being covered up here. Do you know any more about the circumstances? So I can just dig a little bit deeper. What are your thoughts here, Tani? What do you feel?
Not sure, but I think you could be picking up her grandson, which is like, I call him my nephew. He actually, like I said, passed nearly a year ago, and there's like suspicious circumstances around that.
Was there? Okay.
But, so that's really.
Has that not been resolved yet? Those suspicious circumstances around the.
No. Not at all.
That's what it is. Then that's why her heart's broken, and why I've still got judgment calls. I've still got you having to ask those questions, really being strong with that. I mean, you know, you can't afford to mess around here. I think you've got to call it as you see it, because there are lots and lots of investigations yet that need to happen. I do feel for you. But look, you've got the justice card. So the truth is going to come out, you know, but you have got to really be pushing those buttons and not stopping until you've got a few more answers, because that's how you can develop, not just for yourself, but how you can get some justice here for your family, for longevity, for the years that are coming into your life, and for you to feel as though...
He's only 15 years of age.
Oh, really, really?
Yeah, still a baby.
Really. A baby, absolutely, a baby, absolutely. And there's a battle around that as well. So something's being covered up. Do you feel that? Do you feel that something just hasn't been revealed?
I 100% feel that.
Good. It's not good, but...
There's just something about it doesn't sit right with me at all.
Yeah, there's something here that just isn't right, and it's being covered, but the truth is going to come out. And I don't think that's very long. Now, I'm going to give you 6 months at the most before you get to a place where everything can just be thought about, resolved, looked at differently, help you need. And there is help coming. Yeah. And I feel that that is only as a result of you continuing to ask these questions. And you need to, because the questions are important. They are going to penetrate deeper and give you a lot more insight into what happened. But you are being protected as well. So be aware that no matter how many questions you ask, nobody is coming for you. Nobody is going to question you about that or even give you any sort of sense of blame, you know, because sometimes that's what happens. You know, people blame innocent parties for no reason, just because they want to deflect some of the spotlight that's actually on them. So, Tani, you do have...
And that's, I think, also, sort of happening at the moment.
Do you feel as though you're being blamed then? Is that something that's happening, do you say?
So my auntie who passed, her daughter, the mother of the little boy, she's been getting blamed for a lot. And it's, you know, she's not doing anything, but he had a girlfriend. So we think, something's gone on.
Within that. Well, you know, these things happen in life. It happens more than we would like it to. What you have here is the Ace of Cups. So you do have a resolution and you do have something that is taking this pain, this weight away from you. So I do feel that despite how difficult this situation is and has been and will be, 6 months, then it's ended. Number six is important. So maybe that's an angel number for you. Write it down because, you know, something significant about number six. You'll have to DM me. Let me know.
That was, number six was his football number on his jersey.
Oh, was it? Okay. All right. That's what it is then. Well, I'm glad we got that for you. So he's here. His presence is here. And that's comforting. That's a comforting message for you.
Amazing.
I'm number six, and it's been there all the way through. So do come back to me. You can always send me a message. I'm on TikTok at about half an hour at the end of this show. That's Eleanor Gray Psychics all over the world. So you can see me on a live show there. Come on in and you can DM me and you can, you know, maybe continue your journey of discovery, really, isn't it? It's discovery for you. But don't let it stop you from living your life. So that's really important. You've got to live your life. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. I do
Thank
have my
so
next. That's my pleasure. My pleasure. Great to meet with you, Tani, and take care. So my next caller I know is coming in from Canada, I believe, in Nova Scotia. Who am I speaking to?
I'm Suzanne. Thank you.
Hello, Suzanne. Hi there. Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. That's what I've got on my screen now. So hi. Welcome to my show, to my live stream as well. And I just want to take a couple of cards here for you, first of all, Suzanne, just to see what's coming through, what is there. And we've got the happy chat. That's always good to see. So you've got somebody around you that is making some moves here to make you feel very happy. I'm pleased to see it as well, because I think you do need that extra special bit of care at the moment. So looking forward now to where you are, I feel that this is something that you have just got to be, you know, thinking so very positively about and continuing here with your journey. It's sort of continuing to see exactly where you're headed, exactly where you're going, and sort of how you're going to get there, you know, and I feel that that's really important. So at this particular time, I think you will be feeling really quite fortunate, sort of going forward in a way that you need to and understanding your journey. So let me see what else is here. We've certainly got, you know, some of these real strong capabilities, because you've got your home life around you here as well. And that, I feel, is amazing. You know, I think it's a very important time for you, and a time in which you really will feel as though everything is blossoming. So I do have this ballooning picture. I've got the mermaid here as well. Now, the mermaid is always about challenges that are disappearing. It's about new pathways as well, but it's a journey. Now, you've got love and support through your journey here, and that's powerful. That is really important for you to understand, Suzanne. So, happy chat. Are you in a good relationship, would you say, at the moment, or is that something that you're wanting?
Yes, very good.
Yeah, you've got your happy chap there. I'm pleased to see him, because here he is, you know, he's here again, and he's lovely. I really, really am drawn to his energy, and he's uplifting you. He's bringing you some little treasures and pleasures, and he's understanding you on levels that really you don't even understand yourself. He sort of really gets who you are and allows you to develop and to understand, I think, very, very powerfully what's got to happen next, what you've got to do, what everybody else around you has got to do as well. So a good leader, I would say he is. Now, you're going to be making some very special arrangements for him, because it's the Ace of Cups here. You're going to show your love for him in abundance. There's abundance around you, and there's a time where you may well feel as though you've got to care for him quite a lot. So I don't think his health has been the best. Is that true? Have you found that he's more tired or needs more rest than he would do? What's the situation there, Suzanne?
He's actually quite doing quite well.
Yeah.
You know, it's yeah. I'm the one that needs a little bit more care at the moment, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll tell you what I've got, and then you can sort of fit it in, because there's somebody here with really quite a bad right leg. So I'm wanting to go to a right leg. I'm wanting to go to a doctor or a consultant who is going to give great advice and good answers. So a recovery position is here as well. And I've got other little bits and bobs that need to be tampered with. It's a difficult word to say, that, isn't it, tampered? Because what I feel is there is like some little things need to be pulled out. So either some little nodules or something like that needs to be taken out and disappeared. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. Mm-hmm.
It's really successful, Suzanne. Really successful. So don't worry, please don't worry either about him or you, because it's all happening in the right way, in the right order. He is concerned about you, but you're going to find that goes the other way. And within a few months, you're going to be very concerned about him, because I've got this leg problem. Is that your leg, or seeing a leg?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Right on.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Right. I want to take you back to the beginning again here. So sort of you've got the Fool card in the tarot. When I always get this, when we have this scenario, I just want you to sort of think back in your mind about, well, what happened before? Where were we before this event happened, or you got ill, or, you know, what was it that was the trigger? How did this come about? Because if you go back to the beginning again, then that gives you the answer. You've got the Ace here, the Ace of Pentacles. Okay. So I feel that there's some sort of claim as well, that you've got some compensation coming to you, or some money, or just even a gift of money. But, you know, money is here, and it's something that you are almost owed. It's like, you know, this is yours. It's a benefit in kind. So if you've lost some money, or if you weren't provided for in the way that you expected, possibly from an inheritance or something that you were expecting to get, then this is coming about in another way, and you're going to get funded in a different capacity, in a slightly different way. And I just think that it lifts you up, you know, it brings in big smiles, sort of Cheshire Cat smiles, and the full opportunity as well for you to just be thinking, do you know what? I think this is perfect for me. I think this is exactly where I need to be. So you've got boosts coming in here on several levels. One is the health issue and small operations that are needed, necessary, but they have the desired outcome. They are going to do the trick. And then on another level, more of a spiritual level, you are getting back something that you lost. And that is in a material capacity. So that's finances, maybe a bigger, better house, more provision for you, more luxury I'm seeing here around you. And you need to go to the water. You need to go to the sea, to the ocean. It's just that salt from the ocean. It's going to be amazing for you. Have you lost weight as well? Have you, you know, reduced your size?
I wish.
You wish? Okay. Well, it's going to happen. I've seen it in the crystal ball. It's here. No. I'm not having you say I wish, because I've seen it. I think that you're maybe get one of those magic injections or something like that. It's really quite easy. But I've got much smaller you here in your crystal ball. So I really like that. I think that's great. And I think that you deserve it as well, Suzanne. You know, you perhaps being so immobile, you know, wanting to live life much fuller, because you've got such a great personality, and that's the way that you can project what you need and what you want. Use it to your own ends. I like the theatre around you. I don't know if you go to the theatre, to any stage productions, but I feel that that drama really pulls you in, and it shows your personality to a T. So I think you're also going to be seeing some theatre productions. That's what I've got. And I think theatre productions are just going to be the ticket that you need. It's just elevating you, bringing you sort of back into the world as well, and, you know, really allowing you that sense of life, you know, living your life, living the dream. I know you're not at the moment, but hang on just a little bit, because living the dream is what you will have. Do you want to move? Is that something that you want to do or need to do?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you quite well.
Do you want to move? Is that something? Yeah,
oh,
you need
God.
To do it.
How did you know? How did you know?
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you. we are in a different province in Canada. So our family, our whole family, grandkids, everybody is in another province. It's very hard.
Okay.
So, yes. Oh. Funny enough, you should say that, because we are actually in the midst of going to put our house up for sale by next spring. I hope to God that our house sells.
Oh, it will, and it'll go very quickly, and I've got to finish in a moment, but very, very quickly, Suzanne, you've got the grasshopper. That's the card for moving. Spirit are helping you. It's going to be fine,
God.
And you'll be with your family. You'll be with your family,
oh,
and it
God.
Will happen quickly. April, May, that's what I'm going to give you next year.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank
so,
you.
That's my pleasure. And I don't think you're going to look back, because where you're going to, you'll have all the help that you need. So bless you, Suzanne. Thank you for sharing your story with us on my show. And I'll be here again same time next week. So come and join us.